Democrat Susie Lee votes for trading ban after casino stock sale tied to ex-husband. By Marianne Angela on July 24, 2026. Representative Susie Lee, DNV, voted Wednesday for legislation barring members of Congress from trading individual stocks. Days after renewed scrutiny of her family's sale of casino shares weeks before the stock dropped sharply. The House passed the Stop Insider Trading Act 232-198, with Lee being one of 13 Democrats who joined every Republican in favor. The bill blocks lawmakers, their spouses, and dependent children from buying individual stocks while in office. It does not force them to sell what they already hold. And it allows them to unload those shares after filing public notice 7 to 14 days in advance. New purchases are covered. Sales of existing positions are not. Casino.org reported that a trust tied to the Nevada Democrat sold between $500,000 and $1 million in Full House Resort stock on July 22, 2025, roughly 2 weeks before the shares fell about 25% on a weak second quarter earnings report. The outlet estimated the timing saved as much as $300,000. Representative at Susie Lee is cashing out on her district's woes. Lee held 5 casino stocks and dumped them just before the businesses pulled out of Las Vegas. Stock prices plummeted, and Lee ran off with a 7-figure payout. pic.twitter.com/iktai6bpi. Congressional Leadership Fund, at CLFS Super PAC, July 24, 2026. Full House is run by Lee's ex-husband, Dan Lee, who serves as chief executive officer. Casino.org reported that the July sale was made to the executive himself and that the transaction may have been carried out on his behalf rather than the congresswoman's. Earlier in 2025, the same trust sold shares in 4 other Nevada gaming companies, Century Casinos, Golden Entertainment, MGM Resorts, and Wynn Resorts, on a single day in March, according to disclosure filings. Lee's office said the sales are part of a plan to move out of individual stocks she received in her divorce. Representative Lee is currently in the process of transferring individual holdings she received following her divorce, including shares of Full House Resorts Incorporated, into ETFs, index funds, and mutual funds, going above and beyond what's required of her by law and ethics rules, a spokesperson said. The office added that Lee had never directed an individual stock trade before beginning the divestment. The congresswoman has drawn separate criticism over Nevada's hospitality economy. In a July op-ed, Lee claimed the Republican tax package delivered temporary crumbs for working families in southern Nevada, while writing that she supports sending taxes on tips. She voted against the package. The vote comes as Lee faces a competitive re-election in Nevada's 3rd congressional district. A 2021 review found that she failed to properly disclose up to $3.3 million in stock trades. The Stop Insider Trading Act now moves to the Senate, where its prospects are uncertain.